Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Hong Yuan Mei from TTI Chicago. You're listening to the Computer Vision and Pattern Recognition category of June 23, 2023. Do you know that babies is born without kneecaps? They appear between the ages of 2 and 6. Today, we have selected 9 papers out of 34 submissions.
Now let's hear paper number 1.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Eric Singh, Professor of Machine Learning, Language Technology, Computer Science, Carnegie Mellon.
Paper title: Squeeze, Recover and Relabel, Dataset Condensation, ImageNet Scale from a New Perspective. Authored by Ziyuan Yin, Eric Singh, and Zhiqiang Shen. Paper abstract: We present a new dataset condensation framework termed Squeeze, Recover and Relabel, SRE2L, that decouples the B-level optimization of model and synthetic data during training, to handle varying scales of datasets, model architectures, and image resolutions for effective dataset condensation. The proposed method demonstrates flexibility across diverse dataset scales and exhibits multiple advantages in terms of arbitrary resolutions of synthesized images, low training cost and memory consumption with high-resolution training, and the ability to scale up to arbitrary evaluation network architectures. Extensive experiments are conducted on tiny ImageNet and full ImageNet 1K datasets. Under 50 IPC, our approach achieves the highest 42.5% and 60.8% validation accuracy on tiny ImageNet and ImageNet 1K, outperforming all previous state-of-the-art methods by margins of 14.5% and 32.9%, respectively. Our approach also outperforms MetNet by approximately 52 times, ConvNet 4 and 16 times, ResNet 18, faster in speed with less memory consumption of 11.6 times and 6.4 times during data synthesis. Our code and condensed datasets of 50, 200 IPC with 4K recovery budget are available at ziyuanyin.github.io/project/SRE2L/. I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 2.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Shimon Ruzankiewicz, Princeton University Department of Computer Science.
Paper title: Hand Pose Estimation with MEMS Ultrasonic Sensors. Authored by Chang Zhang, Yuan Kao Lin, Yubin Lin, and Shimon Ruzankiewicz. Paper abstract: Hand tracking is an important aspect of human-computer interaction and has a wide range of applications in extended reality devices. However, current hand motion capture methods suffer from various limitations. For instance, visual-based hand pose estimation is susceptible to self-occlusion and changes in lighting conditions, while emu-based tracking gloves experience significant drift and are not resistant to external magnetic field interference. To address these issues, we propose a novel and low-cost hand tracking glove that utilizes several MEMS ultrasonic sensors attached to the fingers to measure the distance matrix among the sensors. Our lightweight deep network then reconstructs the hand pose from the distance matrix. Our experimental results demonstrate that this approach is both accurate, size agnostic, and robust to external interference. We also show the design logic for the sensor selection, sensor configurations, circuit diagram, as well as model architecture. Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by C's GM Snook, Professor, University of Amsterdam.
Paper title: Learning Unseen Modality Interaction. Authored by Yunhua Zhang, Hazel Dowdy, and C's GM Snook.
Paper abstract.
Multimodal learning assumes all modality combinations of interest are available during training to learn cross-modal correspondences. In this paper, we challenge this modality complete assumption for multimodal learning and instead strive for generalization to unseen modality combinations during inference. We pose the problem of unseen modality interaction and introduce a first solution. It exploits a feature projection module to project the multidimensional features of different modalities into a common space with rich information reserved. This allows the information to be accumulated with a simple summation operation across available modalities. To reduce overfitting to unreliable modality combinations during training, we further improve the model learning with pseudo-supervision indicating the reliability of a modality's prediction. We demonstrate that our approach is effective for diverse tasks and modalities by evaluating it for multimodal video classification, robot state regression, and multimedia retrieval. Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Zheng Nenghu Wang, Professor of Electrical and Computer Engineering, University of Washington.
Paper title:
Iterative Scale-Up Expansion IOU in Deep Features Association for Multi-Object Tracking in Sports.
Authored by
Shengwei Huang, Cheng Yan Yang, Zheng Nenghu Wang, and Chengai Huang.
Paper abstract:
Multi-object tracking algorithms have made significant advancements due to the recent developments in object detection. However, most existing methods primarily focus on tracking pedestrians or vehicles, which exhibit relatively simple and regular motion patterns. Consequently, there is a scarcity of algorithms that address the tracking of targets with irregular or non-linear motion, such as multi-athlete tracking. Furthermore, popular tracking algorithms often rely on the Kalman filter for object motion modeling, which fails to track objects when their motion contradicts the linear motion assumption of the Kalman filter. Due to this reason, we propose a novel online and robust multi-object tracking approach, named Iterative Scale-Up Expansion IOU in Deep Features for Multi-Object Tracking. Unlike conventional methods, we abandon the use of the Kalman filter and propose utilizing the iterative scale-up expansion IOU. This approach achieves superior tracking performance without requiring additional training data or adopting a more robust detector, all while maintaining a lower computational cost compared to other appearance-based methods. Our proposed method demonstrates remarkable effectiveness in tracking irregular motion objects, achieving a score of 75.3% in HOTA. It outperforms all state-of-the-art online tracking algorithms on the SportsMo dataset, covering various kinds of sport scenarios. Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Fahad Shahbaz Khan, Linköping University, Sweden, FI UAE.
Paper title:
Prompt IR, Prompting for All-in-One Blind Image Restoration.
Authored by
Vaishnav Patlapali, Syed Waqas Samir, Salman Khan, and Fahad Shahbaz Khan.
Paper abstract:
Image restoration involves recovering a high-quality clean image from its degraded version. Deep learning-based methods have significantly improved image restoration performance, however, they have limited generalization ability to different degradation types and levels. This restricts their real-world application since it requires training individual models for each specific degradation and knowing the input degradation type to apply the relevant model. We present a prompt-based learning approach, Prompt IR, for all-in-one image restoration that can effectively restore images from various types and levels of degradation. In particular, our method uses prompts to encode degradation-specific information, which is then used to dynamically guide the restoration network. This allows our method to generalize to different degradation types and levels, while still achieving state-of-the-art results on image denoising, deraining, and deaging. Overall, PromptIR offers a generic and efficient plugin module with few lightweight prompts that can be used to restore images of various types and levels of degradation with no prior information on the corruptions present in the image. Our code and pre-trained models are available here, github.com/fa1shn9v/PromptIR. Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 6.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Heng Wang, research scientist, Facebook.
Paper title:
Exploring the Role of Audio in Video Captioning.
Authored by
Yuhan Shen, Linjia Yang, Longyan Wen, Hei Chao Yu, Asan Elhamafar, and Heng Wang.
Paper abstract:
Recent focus in video captioning has been on designing architectures that can consume both video and text modalities, and using large-scale video datasets with text transcripts for pre-training, such as HAUDA100M. Though these approaches have achieved significant improvement, the audio modality is often ignored in video captioning. In this work, we present an audiovisual framework, which aims to fully exploit the potential of the audio modality for captioning. Instead of relying on text transcripts extracted via automatic speech recognition, ASR, we argue that learning with raw audio signals can be more beneficial, as audio has additional information including acoustic events, speaker identity, etc. Our contributions are twofold. First, we observe that the model over-specializes to the audio modality when pre-training with both video and audio modality, since the ground truth, i.e., text transcripts, can be solely predicted using audio. We proposed a modality-balanced pre-training, MBP, loss to mitigate this issue and significantly improve the performance on downstream tasks. Second, we slice and dice different design choices of the cross-modal module, which may become an information bottleneck and generate inferior results. We propose new local global fusion mechanisms to improve information exchange across audio and video. We demonstrate significant improvements by leveraging the audio modality on 4 datasets, and even outperform the state-of-the-art on some metrics without relying on the text modality as the input. This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 7.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Yu Zhang, Master of Yangtze University.
Paper title:
FlowFace++, Explicit Semantic Flow Supervised End-to-End Phase Swapping.
Authored by
Yu Zhang, Haozhang, Bowen Ma, Wei Zhang, Deming Zhang, Yu Ding, Tangjia LV, and Changjie Fan.
Paper abstract:
This work proposes a novel phase-swapping framework, FlowFace++, utilizing explicit semantic flow supervision and end-to-end architecture to facilitate shape-aware face swapping. Specifically, our work pre-trains a facial shape discriminator to supervise the face swapping network. The discriminator is shape-aware and relies on a semantic flow-guided operation to explicitly calculate the shape discrepancies between the target and source faces, thus optimizing the face-swapping network to generate highly realistic results. The face-swapping network is a stack of a pre-trained face-masked autoencoder, MAE, a cross-attention fusion module, and a convolutional decoder. The MAE provides a fine-grained facial image representation space, which is unified for the target and source faces and thus facilitates final realistic results. The cross-attention fusion module carries out the source-to-target phase swapping in a fine-grained latent space while preserving other attributes of the target image, for example expression, head pose, hair, background, illumination, etc. Lastly, the convolutional decoder further synthesizes the swapping results according to the phase swapping latent embedding from the cross-attention fusion module. Extensive quantitative and qualitative experiments on in the wild faces demonstrate that our Flow Face++ outperforms the state-of-the-art significantly, particularly while the source face is obstructed by uneven lighting or angle offset. Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 8.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Hassan Farouche, Professor of Computer Science, University of Central Florida.
Paper title:
LPformer, Lee Darpo's Estimation Transformer with Multitask Network.
Authored by
Dongqiang Siyi, Yufei Xie, Beiya Chen, Zhizheng Zhou, and Hassan Farouche.
Paper abstract.
In this technical report, we present the first place solution for the 2023 Waymo Open Dataset Pose Estimation Challenge. Due to the difficulty of acquiring large-scale 3D human key point annotation, previous methods have commonly relied on 2D image features and 2D sequential annotations for 3D human pose estimation. In contrast, our proposed method, named LPformer, uses only LiDAR as its input along with its corresponding 3D annotations. LPformer consists of two stages. The first stage detects the human bounding box and extracts multi-level feature representations, while the second stage employs a transformer-based network to regress the human key points using these features. Experimental results on the Waymo open dataset demonstrate the top performance, and improvements even compared to previous multimodal solutions. I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 9.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Matthias Hein, Professor of Computer Science, University of Tübingen.
Paper title:
Robust Semantic Segmentation, Strong Adversarial Attacks and Fast Training of Robust Models.
Authored by
Francesco Croci, Nman D. Singh, and Matthias Hein.
Paper abstract.
While a large amount of work has focused on designing adversarial attacks against image classifiers, only a few methods exist to attack semantic segmentation models. We show that attacking segmentation models presents task-specific challenges, for which we propose novel solutions. Our final evaluation protocol outperforms existing methods, and shows that those can overestimate the robustness of the models. Additionally, so far, adversarial training, the most successful way for obtaining robust image classifiers, could not be successfully applied to semantic segmentation. We argue that this is because the task to be learned is more challenging and requires significantly higher computational effort than for image classification. As a remedy, we show that by taking advantage of recent advances in robust ImageNet classifiers, one can train adversarially robust segmentation models at limited computational cost by fine-tuning robust backbones. Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans.